Welcome to Pizza Rainbow episode 31.
You made it!
We all made it.
We made it.
We made it over the hump of 30. We're cruising into the early 30s.
Made it over the hump, but we're still humping.
That's right. So this week we talk about The Bachelorette season finale and After the Final Rose. We also talk about I Am Kate, the premiere, and a couple of other cool stuff. Right?
Let's do this.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. What's up, Jen Paulson?
A ton of stuff. No, usually I say not a lot, but really, I need a happy medium between nothing much,
nothing new.
A ton.
Well, let's talk about it. When we recorded on Thursday, how has your weekend been?
Oh, my weekend was pretty baller.
Yeah.
It's just like a lot of chilling out with friends.
That's good.
Yeah.
And you had like an adulting day?
Yes. I know. The look on your face is priceless. Like, ugh.
It just didn't seem fun to me, but
no, it was also, not fun.
But I'm also not a homeowner, so I don't. Yeah,
don't fucking do it. Although I do enjoy it.
Yeah,
when I get the right collaborative person, I'm not saying that my roommate's not collaborative, but you know what? I don't want that to be her. I feel like that's her responsibility. It's
right.
Not a responsibility.
Yeah.
But once I trick a guy into living with me,
then it will be
yes,
their responsibility.
Let's do this together. This is cool.
Together.
Yeah. I mean, I guess my house is pretty reasonable, so it's fine, but I like it.
Yeah.
I just like cleaned and pulled up did a bunch of yard stuff and cleaned more. And
nice.
Then I actually went grocery shopping.
Okay.
Which I hadn't done in quite some time.
Nice.
Although I've still had Burger King for lunch this week.
Hard habit to break.
It really is. The Sprite on the Coca-Cola Freestyle machine was out, and I almost had a nervous breakdown because I like my strawberry Sprite.
That's kind of like the one reason why you go to Burger King, too, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I was like, like, it filled, like, halfway, but then I went and ate my food, and I was like, oh, maybe they'll take care of it. And then when I left, I'm like, I'm pressing the button. Why aren't you working?
Did you tell them it wasn't working?
Yes. And then they have another Freestyle machine in the back.
Okay.
So I was able to, she was able to fill it for me.
Oh, good.
I know. I was really nervous. I need my liquid popsicle fix.
Yeah.
It's really good. Oh, also the Burger King and the place that I frequent at lunchtime at the gas station where I get my smokes is right across the street from the lion killing dentist office.
Oh yeah, that's a big thing happening today.
Yeah, I didn't really realize that was the place, but then I saw the sign and I was like, that name sounds real familiar. And I'm like, why are all these people mulling about in the parking lot and around this place?
Oh really? I was gonna ask if there are people out there.
Yep, there was a guy who I presume was probably with a newspaper or something, had like a pretty nice camera.
Yeah.
And just some random people. I don't know if she was like writing a letter to put under the door. She's writing something, not on the building, but on something. And then there was just a girl parked just in the middle of the street, stopped.
What?
I'm like, pull in the fucking driveway, dummy. I get the outrage. I completely do, but I'm already 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
To get back from lunch.
Yeah. That's crazy how that happened so quickly. Because my friend Carrie Tribble posted about it last night about how they didn't know who did it. They just found Cecil the lion. And then, this morning the news broke that it was a guy from Bloomington, Minnesota, who had paid $55,000 to park rangers to hunt this beloved lion, who he now says that he didn't know it was a beloved lion, but, like, fuck you. You did.
Well, and he already has it on his record for poaching in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The nice thing is, I remember someone posted, I don't know who it was, by, like, a comic that I know was, like, don't worry, guys. He's actually from North Dakota, so we don't have to, as Minnesotans, don't have to feel too bad. Like, he lives here, but
it's true.
He was not raised by Minnesota.
Big game hunting has had some really, feelings in the past couple of years, because there's been, like, a couple of women that have, like, gotten shows or whatever for being big game hunters. And I don't know.
I don't know how to feel about it. Therefore, I didn't post anything. I mean, I still think it's fucking crazy, especially because that lion was beloved.
The lion was beloved. Usually, somebody made a really good post on another one of my friends comments on or made a really good comment on one of my friend's posts where she said, typically when you hunt within certain parks, like if you're hunting big game, not only do you pay a huge premium to hunt, which then helps that economy, but when you kill a big game such as a lion, the meat is actually dispersed to local villages, which helps feed people. But this case, the thing that some people aren't quite catching on to about this case is that rarely do you see inside the park, nobody decapitates a lion and then just leaves it there.
Yeah.
Which is what happened to Cecil. This was, I mean, usually they, I don't know, like you can argue against conservation and things like that. Like there's some aspects of it that I see a little bit. I do feel like conservation here is not the same as it is in Africa, especially like in like a park in the Serengeti where like that's where it balances out by itself. Like it doesn't need any fucking help from you.
Yeah.
Like there's enough predators there. But yeah, I think, yeah, it, to me, it's just, I don't know.
It just seems really pointless on that case. On that.
Yeah. And the fact that like, he obviously doesn't have respect anyways, because yeah, he was convicted of killing a bear in Wisconsin when like, they have very, very strict rules on when and how that can happen. And it's really not supposed to happen.
Well, right. Can you shoot a bear if it's, I just assume you can, if it's like about to attack you.
Yeah. I mean, there's a very, I might be wrong about this, but like, I think there's a very, very slim bear hunting season. Like it's like a tiny, tiny part of the year. The big thing that was happening like 10 years ago was against people who hunt bears with dogs. Because, like, that's not really hunting, and, like, it's pretty cruel to the bear and, like, all this other stuff. But anyways, I'm not going to get into that.
Into the dog.
Huh. Well, yeah, I mean, if you see how they transport these dogs to hunt these bears, like, it's whatever.
Ugh.
I don't like it. I don't like it. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think there's totally a difference between a hunter. Like, I dated a guy that was, like, so into hunting. Like, he never wanted to stop hunting. But he was so, like, into it. It was such his jam because, like, he did care about, like, environmental conservation. He cared about, like, kind of, like, the science of the hunt. Like, he cared about, like, he loved animals more than anybody else I knew. And, like, for him, hunting deer was about thinning the herd so that you didn't get wasting disease. So you didn't get, like, all these other different issues that happen.
Yeah.
When deer have overpopulation. So, like, I do, I'm not against hunters whatsoever, but, like, there's a certain type of hunter that I'm like, fuck you, you're a dick.
Well, and there's just something to be said for having to pay $55,000 to hunt something.
Yeah.
That just seems like there's something fucking shady going on.
Yes. I mean, that's, like, on the level of people who want to hunt elephants and take the ivory husks or, like endangered animals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's something that there's a huge ego thing about it that I find really disgusting. You know,
yeah.
Like these are majestic animals. Just let them fucking like do their thing.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
They're already in their natural habitat.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
It's just, not in your trophy room. That's not a natural habitat.
That's disgusting. I just, there's something about that that I'm like, it's so gross.
Yeah.
Like I just don't. I don't know. Whatever. To each his own, but in certain ways, like, fuck off.
So. Well, and this will, I mean, it's from what it sounds like, what he did was illegal.
Oh, it's totally illegal.
So he'll, that'll be a fun thing that he gets to answer for.
Yep. And there's going to be a lot of attention on
everybody
that.
Fucking knows you. It's Dr. So Lion Killer DDS.
Yeah. I think there's something, like, really, there's also a certain thing to it about, like, the picture. Is that you see of big game hunters like gleefully posing with like these huge like dead animals, like these huge majestic dead animals, you know what I mean? And like there's a certain amount of like glee to it that I just find like really, I don't know, like I think that for me is like one of the things that bothers me the most.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. Maybe when I die, somebody can pose gleefully with my body. Just like hold up my head and be like, yay!
Mimi is more like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, exactly. Just with some sunglasses on me and like a Hams in my hand.
Yeah. No, no, no. No, they would because they'd be like, Amper's really quiet.
She must be dead.
So no one could get, and then no one could get away. So at least you know that. She'd be way too quiet. Everyone would be like, this isn't right.
Yeah, that's good to know.
That's what, I mean, that's what I would do if someone did that to you. Was weekend and was if someone was weekend at Bernie's-ing you, I'd be like,
Paulson would know it right away.
She's not talking. If you're not talking, you're dead or you're sleeping. And you don't walk and sleep. What? Something wrong with that.
What else happened to you this weekend? Anything else you want to talk about?
No, it was just a really nice weekend of being like mildly productive and hanging out with friends and then relaxing. Like I had a friend over to like hang out in the pool on my friend Kate. So that was really nice, just relaxing in the pool. And then I hung out with Andy. The guy I'm dating and I really like.
That is really cute.
And he posted a really kind of, it wasn't, I don't want to say it's not vague per se, but he tweeted something about like, it's nice when you meet somebody and everything kind of falls into place.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, I was like, maybe you just had like, he works with some good people at work.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not about me. Whatever.
I need to follow him on Twitter.
So about me.
Share his handle with me later.
I will.
I need to expand my network. Yeah.
No, he's the cutest and the best, and we spent like the entire day together, like the entire day from like 11 until bedtime.
Yay!
And
very expression.
Bedtime. We went to Stillwater and tooled around there for a little bit.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
it's like a fun like date town.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with his ability to trail me at antique stores.
Nice.
Although,
yeah, because there's a lot of.
I know we didn't even go to all of them. He was getting a little.
It gets to be.
He was getting
much.
A little burnt out. I could go all fucking day, but I'm also a nice enough person. Or you know, I was like, you good? Whatever. I was gonna kind of tear it too. I was just like, this is nice. What are we gonna do next? I don't want to stop hanging out, but it's hot.
I distinctly remember those days too, where like you're kind of hanging out and you're like, I don't want this to end, so like hurry up and think of something fun, so they don't want to go home either.
Yeah, we ended up. I don't go to Psycho Susie's very often, but he'd never been there, and I was like, it's such a good patio.
It's got a good patio.
So we went there for a couple hours, and I had some gin and tonics, and he had some beers.
Nice.
And then we got a pizza and like hung out at my house.
Well, that's good. Yeah,
it was lovely.
Nice.
Any date that ends in a shared. Heggies is
that's
pretty much what I've been looking for my whole life. No, but I'm going out of town this weekend, so I'm like, no, I'm gonna see Andy. Sorry, Andy, if you, I don't think you listen to this,
well, but you'll just have to come to our country party then.
I can't, I'm out of town.
Ugh. Oh, you're out of town. I thought you said he's out of town.
No, nope. I'm going up to Walker, Minnesota, where my aunt and uncle have a cabin.
Boo.
And I thought that I was shut the fuck up, Amber. I thought I was going to have to go and meet my aunt right after work on Thursday and go up Thursday night. And I was like, oh, God, my week is so busy. And then she told me today, she's like, I wasn't sure. Don't be mad, but we're going to leave on Friday at like 2. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Looks like I have Friday off. It's perfect. I can sleep in, you know, just chill out and get a bunch of shit done on Thursday. I don't have to rush.
That's perfect.
I'm super excited.
It's really nice. Yeah, Katie's going out of town too, so I'm dog sitting for her.
Nice.
And there's like, her house is in a tropical locale, but there's something about going over there on Thursday and being there until Saturday that I'm like kind of excited to do.
Yeah, well, it's like a little mini break for you.
Yeah, it's like a relax.
Yeah, you and Petra.
Just like relax by myself. Yeah, and Petra, her dog. So yeah, it'll be good.
I'm just excited for that. I don't know. I was like, last night, I was like, I can't wait for this week to be over.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's Monday. I was like, yeah, it's Monday, but I...
But when you have like a day off towards the end of the week, like it feels like it's unbearable how long the week goes by.
Well, I feel like some people handle things differently. Like if I have like a really, really amazing time on like a Sunday, it's great. Mm-hmm. It detracts me from having the Sunday blues. That, however, then Mondays are almost worse. Where I'm just
Yeah, because the weekend's over.
It was like a hangout hangover where I was having like withdrawals. Whereas he was like, yeah, I got through my day pretty good because we had such a good time on Sunday. Still in a good mood from Sunday. And I was like, we handle things differently.
We are different people.
Well, yeah, because he was still in a good mood because we hung out. And I was like, hanging out. Stupid. Anyway, a little too much information maybe, but I don't care.
That's okay. That's what this podcast's all about.
Too much information.
So on Friday, yeah, because we did this on Thursday. So on Friday, I went to a showing of The Room at nice. Uptown Theater.
Also, I am sorry that I did not ask you.
No, that's okay. I'm doing the thing where I'm just good. Sharing about Please. Me. So yeah, I went to that. That was super fun. Before that, I was at Lyle's and ran into a person I knew from high school, Katie. She went to Burnsville, but we met through tech. And we have a mutual friend that I actually dated for a little bit in high school, Andrew, that was supposed to get married that day. And it was really weird because, like, I was going from work up to Lyle's to meet some friends and was actually thinking, I'm like, oh, that's right. Like, I think Andy's getting married right now. Well, it turns out he was in an accident the week before at, like, some job site. I don't know if he's in construction. Like, we don't really talk anymore. He's not on Facebook. Sure. But apparently got in an accident, was in the hospital, and they had to, like, cancel the wedding.
Oh, fuck.
I know. And so Katie was there, and she's like, well, you know, we had all these people. Because the way that they had met, here's what's funny. So we all met the same weekend of tech. And then I ended up dating Andrew, being friends with Katie and a couple of other people.
What is tech?
Tech is Teens Encounter Christ. Okay. It's like a weekend retreat. Cool. It's really cool, though. And then Andrew and I broke up a few months later, but still, like, we're friends. Like, it was one of those, he's probably one of the only people that I dated that I was still like, I still am fond of you and I still consider you a pal, you know? Plus we were like 17, went out for like 2 months.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's totally swoon worthy though. Like, he was totally the first guy I ever dated that I was like, you like me? Like, it was so like, oh my God, yeah. He's so cute. Anyways, but so then Katie, I'm going to call her Katie Malone just so people know that I'm not talking about my BFF Katie. So Katie Malone got married last January in Cancun. Not this January, but last January. And Andrew was one of her husband's grooms, and at the wedding met her friend Amy, and that's who he's getting married to now. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
So anyway, so Katie, all of a sudden, like, I look towards the door at Lyle's and I see Katie Malone, and I'm like, oh my God, Katie Malone. And that sounded really stupid. Oh my God, Katie Malone.
That's okay, that's what you did. So
and she's like, well, we had, you know, all these people coming into town for the wedding or whatever. So she's like, we all went out and stuff. And a couple of her friends couldn't get in because they had passports. They didn't have IDs. And Lyle's doesn't let you come in unless you have, like, a legit driver's license. So her friends were kind of, like, pulling her away. So we didn't get a huge chance to catch up. But, yeah, it was crazy, though. It was so crazy how I was literally just thinking, like, I bet Andrew's getting married today. When, like, I rarely think, like, maybe once in a billion blue moons.
Sure.
Does he, like, cross my mind? But so yeah. So and then went to The Room, which was so freaking fun. Like, people who don't know The Room is, so it's the worst, best, bad movie ever made. And you have to see it to believe it. The first people who turned me on to it were Melissa Floyd and Zach Floyd, who I babysat for their kid one night when they went to the same showing. And they're like, you have to watch this on YouTube. So I did, and, like, immediately fell in love with it. I have one of my favorite books ever is The Disaster Artist, which is written by the guy who plays Mark in the movie, who's, like, this incredibly handsome, like, French actor dude, who's also, by the way, an amazing writer. Like, this book is amazing. And it gives you, like, the background information on making the movie with Tommy Wiseau.
Is that what the book is about, then?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. And it's, like, he is brilliant in the fact that he doesn't hold anything back when it comes to, like, what it was like to be friends with Tommy and also make a movie with a person like him. But he's also, he also finds a way to, like, be very gentle about it. You know what I mean? Like, you're never kind of like, whoa, that was, like, below the belt. It's just very honest.
Yeah, it's
not about
as it is at his expense, per se.
Yeah, not really. I mean, he's, like, more, he's just as confused as the rest of us about certain things, but it's never like, this guy's a fucking crazy weirdo. You know what I mean? It's more of just like, yeah, he's a little out there.
Okay.
And then here's, like, all the other things that were just, like, crazy that you wouldn't be able to believe. But he's just, like, gentle about it. But it's a great book. But anyways, so I went there, and during the showing, like, there's all these kind of, like, crowd inside jokes that they do.
Like when sometimes when they do like Rocky Horror, like things that you say.
Totally.
Stuff like that.
Yep. Totally. Things that you say at different times. And yeah, it was super awesome. I loved it. I want to go back like every month now because it's so great.
When are they? They have it like a couple times a year, just once a year.
I actually think they do it once a month.
Okay.
Because one of the ushers introed it by being like, this is my least favorite night of the month. Which I don't blame because people throw plastic spoons at the screen during certain parts of it. And like, they have to pick that shit up.
That's annoying.
Yeah, that's way annoying.
Take your fucking spoons, you pigs.
I know. So, but yeah, I mean, it's hilarious. It's awesome. And you can drink because it's a midnight showing. So they have the bar open.
Oh, yeah,
and,
that's right.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like, what? So yeah, it was super fun. Had a great time. Totally biffed it on the sidewalk walking there. And it wasn't even drunk. Like, we'd had a couple of drinks at Lyle's, but there's this huge crack on the sidewalk that like one of the people I was with kind of tripped over, and I almost like laughed, and then all of a sudden like I was like smacked down on the ground. Like, not even joking, like totally full body sprawl out.
Did you scratch yourself up?
Sure did. Scratched up my knees.
Okay, well,
yeah, it could have been a lot worse, but yeah, oh. I just like laid there for a minute being like, I'm not even like drunk. This is weird.
Except what it actually sounded was like, I'm not even drunk. This is weird.
No, even the next day, I had to remind one of the people that I was with that it happened, and they were like, yeah, you weren't even drunk.
Yeah.
Like, you had a couple beers, but like, you weren't, yeah. So yeah, that was fun. And then Saturday... What did I do on Saturday? Oh, I, this is a fun story. So I went to the reading, the book reading and signing of Nick Offerman, hosted by Majors and Quinn, which was on one of the hottest days of the year. With one of the hottest men alive, with one of the hottest, most un-air-conditioned churches in the city. It was, here's the thing that I have to say about this. Miserable, at like heat, humidity, like stuffy. Everybody was a trooper. And the church is awesome. Like, it's got a really cool vibe to it. And like the Pastor Jeremiah, I'm feeling that Pastor Jeremiah because he's real cute. But like we're all kind of sitting there. We're all like fanning ourselves. Like, they had ripped up a bunch of like cardboard boxes to like give us fans or whatever.
Ripped up a bunch of hymnals.
Yep. And like, we're all just sitting there like sweat, like so sweaty and sweltering, but like, everybody's just like, okay, like, this is awesome. Nick comes out, does an amazing like talk, answers a bunch of questions. And then we, here's the thing, like, so the way that they lined us up for the reading was not my favorite. I understand why they did it. It felt a little disorganized, but like, there was also like 400 people. So, like, we had to do all these, like, roundabout, like, we had to wait for, like, our aisle to be, like, led up, and then, like, we had to go, like, around the church, and then outside, and then around back in again. It was really weird. Yeah, it was just, like, where are we going? So, at one point, I'm sitting in my, like, pew waiting for our section to be, like, let in line, and I'm just, like, glancing around, and I glance around, and I'm like, fuck. And there is... the ex that I talked about probably on the first like 20 podcasts that I thought I was going to run into when I gave a talk for Nerd Night that didn't show up. Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
And he was like looking right at me. So I pretend like I didn't see him and just was like, nope, I don't recognize you. I'm not going to do this with you today.
No, so there's no reason to. And luckily you weren't even thinking about it. You know, like,
no, I wasn't. So which, you hadn't, I mean,
considered that possibility, which is good.
Yeah. I didn't look like my best, most like polished self that day, just because like I had already sweated off all my makeup and it was so like hot or whatever that it was like gross. And then he ended up standing like probably 7 to 10 people behind me in line for the next like two and a half, three hours. So it was pretty amazing. But yeah, and then I went to this bar in Uptown that I can't pronounce because it's a French name and I'm not even going to try. And I had a couple of bottles of champagne with my friends Jackie, Chris, and Todd O'Dowd, and it was fine. So
it's good that you had a good support system.
I did. I was texting furiously.
Yeah.
Just being like, you guys aren't going to believe this.
Well, that's why I'm acting like, I'm like, oh, really? But I got a text.
You did get
very,
a text.
I feel very strongly. I'm happy about that.
I had a little bit. If I've ever had an anxiety attack, I had a little bit of an anxiety attack.
And I just got kind of like, not angry, but kind of. I was just all like in that fuck that guy mode.
Totally. I mean, that was kind of the thing is like standing in line. My one consolation is that his now wife is not with him. For people, I probably haven't updated listeners, but so we were together. We were living together. He got this new job that, anyways, there's a little backstory to that, but we won't go into it, and started having coffee dates with a coworker on Saturday, which a female coworker. And I saw a picture of her, and in one of those like weird things that like you're thinking it, but you're trying not to be conscious of thinking it, I was like, yeah, he's going to totally date her if we ever break up. So ended up in it, like, it was a really, like, horrible nightmare kind of, like, breakup where, like, he tried to make me feel like I was crazy and all this other stuff. And then I finally just, like, ended it and left him. And then he got really, like, cold and cruel really fast and ended up moving in with that girl probably maybe, like, 3 months later. And then now they're, and like, I don't know the specific timeline because I didn't stalk him, but like every once in a while, like something would come across my path where I'd be like, oh, hey. And then they got married like last March, like a year and a half later. So she wasn't with him, which I was grateful for because I'm like, I really just don't, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, that would have been hard.
That would have been worse. But at the same time, it's that thing too where I'm like, like standing there in the heat, like I started like feeling like the anger start to roil off of me.
Oh, sure.
And I feel like I've gotten a lot of peace since then. Like I don't feel as messed up about it as I used to. There's still things about it that bug me, obviously. Like, and things that like if I start talking about it, I start feeling angry about it again. It was more of the thing of trying really hard to end things in an honorable, integrity-filled, friendly way, yeah. I guess. Because he was like my best friend. And then have him kind of turn around and act like none of that mattered to him. Like, I think that's where I was like, you did not give me the courtesy that you would give another human being when we broke up. And now that, like, we're standing in line together, like, I also don't feel like I owe you any of that either.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, he had to, like, literally walk by me to get in. I know he saw me. So he had to literally walk by me to, like, get in line. And I was just like, I don't have interest in, like, saying hello to you. I don't want to look at you and risk you, like, look, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, doing that thing where, like, I look at him expecting to be, like, hello, and then he, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, he's the kind of guy that would do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was just like, nope. Like, this is it. This is the universe, like, tying this up in a bow. I saw him again. It's over. It's fine. It's done. It's, yeah. So. Yeah.
It's a good way to tie it up with Nick Offerman.
Totally.
It's a good way to take your mind off of it.
Well, in, like, this week. I mean, of course.
Well, yeah.
I was like, what else? And of course, like, it's still coming. But it, like, this week was so, like, crazy, filled with, like, weird, amazing, crazy things happening that I was just like, no, this makes total sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know I had this situation at work with one of the guys that I work directly with, and he made some remark. He was like, well, it can't get worse. And I was like, don't say that. Don't ever say that. And I go, take it back.
Yeah.
He's like, what? I said, take it back. He's like, I take it back.
Yeah.
I was like, no, no. And I'm like, mm-mm.
You did not tempt
you
the
never
universe.
Say that. You never say that.
No. Never.
Yeah.
You never ever.
I took it back.
Yeah. No, and then I'm officially done with my job and stopped it on Saturday. So now I am kind of officially unemployed, but not in like the sad, like, wah, I'm unemployed. Like, it's more of just like, yeah, okay, I'm ready for something new.
Yeah.
So,
and it's going to totally come to you.
Yeah. And it's going to be amazing. So if you're listening to this and you have something totally amazing, why don't you just go ahead and hit me up on it?
Yeah, let Amber know. She needs it. She's deserving and ready.
Yep. I'm really good at writing. I'm really good at talking. I'm really good at drinking coffee.
Really good at making that voice. Like,
I'm really good at watching reality TV. At reading Us magazine and then telling you all about it later.
Social media. So like that. What does social media say? What does it say? Right, and so the part you've all been waiting for. Dun, 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 Caitlin's
after only a
engaged.
Half an hour preview of making you wait, listening to our dumb daily lives.
Please, you don't want
to
hear the other stuff. You want to hear the daily life stuff. You're like, oh, turn it off. It's all going to be about The Bachelorette.
I just want to know more about Amber and Jed.
Who wouldn't? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be arrogant, but we're pretty interesting.
I mean, yeah. This is why you are listening to the podcast.
There's nothing wrong with that, five of you that listen to our podcast.
That's right.
Hey, I can name you all by name because you tell me that you listen.
All right, so let's talk about Bachelorette season finale as well as After the Final Rose.
And I watch all of After the Final Rose, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say. I watched some of it.
Okay.
Whatever. Who cares? I was too tired. I had so much to do.
It's okay.
I had to watch it.
There really wasn't any, like, big thing about After the Final Rose that I was like, you missed out.
Well, yeah, I saw some of it we can definitely talk about. Yeah. But you got my text when I was watching it.
Sure did.
And I totally came around, and I was like, 100% pick Sean towards the
end. Sean is the best. Yep. So here's, just to, like, preface this, because I got into a Twitter convo about this earlier. So maybe a month, half a month before the season started, Reality Steve posted spoilers, as he does.
Well, yeah.
Saying that he was 100% certain that Caitlin doesn't choose either guy, that she chooses herself, right? So I have learned from past seasons, like, sometimes I like, I don't know. I'm done with Reality Steve, basically. Yeah. Like, sometimes I'll skim his site just to, like, if there's something that I'm dying to know about, then I'll be like, well, what does he say about it? But his tweets were incredibly sex-shaming towards Caitlin. He is kind of a condescending asshole to, like, everybody on the show. And he was wrong. So, like, just for everybody, here's your spoiler. Caitlin picks Sean. So, right away, like, people are like, Reality Steve, blah, 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 blah. And, like, we had all seen this Snapchat that she had posted of her and Sean that had somehow been screenshot.
Where did that start coming? Where did that hit? Like, everywhere? Or?
It hit everywhere. It happened. So they ended up doing a Snapchat, like, after the show had ended. And then I don't know who she thought she was sending it to, but it was a slip-up. So Reality Steve went on Twitter and was like, obviously you guys haven't read my blog for 6 weeks. I posted about this back in like June 16th, whatever. And I literally retweeted. I'm like, maybe you should get it right the first time, Clickbait Jones. Because like he does this all the time where it's like, don't say you're 100% sure. Like if you're going to post spoilers, you better be able to back that fucking shit up.
Yeah.
So
like, what was his talk off for getting it wrong?
Just he, the wrong source. Or something like that. I don't know. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you can't really. He gets. So he and a couple of other people, like, will get the. Like, they'll get to see the episode, like, the day before, so that they can write their recaps. And so it's posted. Because I always wonder that, too. I'm like, how the fuck are these people getting their recaps written and published, like, an hour after the show? Well, it's because they get advanced viewing of it.
Why can't you get advanced viewing?
I don't know. Let's start campaigning okay. ABC to see if I can, though. Because, like, Jennifer Wiener RT'd my tweet, and Astroglide, who's, like, now, like, Bachelor Nation's, like, favorite live tweeter, like, even did, like, a personal shout-out towards my recap. We're like, we can't wait for Amber L. Carter's recap tomorrow. So, like, it's gaining traction. People are reading it. So, I just need to, like, I need to either, like, find a place that's going to pay me to, like, write the recap for them, or I need to somehow, like, get enough viewers. I mean, I have, like, it's without fail, like, those posts are the ones that get the most viewers out of anybody.
Yeah.
But I have to find a way to, like, get ABC's attention and be like, please. I will not spill anything, but I really need to see it before so I can, like, spend the day working on the recap because that shit takes forever.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways. So, episode.
Yeah, I mean, Nick's heartbreak was, like, the minute, I mean, I knew the minute he went first.
Yep.
I was like, okay.
There's only been one season where the person who went first got proposed to first. And that was Jesse Palmer's. And the girl that he didn't propose to her either. He gave her a plane ticket to New York
so that they can like continue dating or whatever. Ugh. But then what happened was that she literally went up into the wings. Like there was like a round staircase with like a window overlooking where the proposals were happening or whatever. She literally stood up there and watched him as he dumped the other girl that she was like supposedly friends with. And after that, they didn't do that. They don't do that anymore. It's always the first person.
Well, and there was like Nick's season where they just sent him home.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was kind of why, like, seeing like Andy say that, like watch. Well, I watched like I watched the one. I went back and watched when he was like he was being all Nick about it.
Yeah. Yeah, because Nick got sent home early, and then Allie sent home one of the guys early too.
Which I think is more fair, honestly, to a certain degree than just waiting till they're all dressed up and they pick out a fucking ring.
Yeah, because then, and it is like a producer thing that like you have to let him say his like proposal bit first before you can stop him, which is so cringeworthy. And there's been like a couple girls that have like let him get down on his knee and propose before they're like, I can't do that. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that's too far.
That was nice
that's
that bullshit. Caitlin stopped him when yes. she did. I mean, not when she did. But whatever. She's going to have to stop him eventually.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think I don't like the guy. I will never like the guy. But, like, my heart hurt for him in that, like, moment when she was obviously not going to. And, like, you could tell he was heartbroken.
Well, he was heartbroken, but he showed his kind of, like, true colors.
Oh, totally. Like, then he came back and, like, was a dick about it.
Yeah, and so that was not surprising. Sometimes I wonder if the producers just hated him that much.
Hopefully.
To bring him back. Just be like, because she said in the beginning to Sean that he was the one, you know?
Yeah.
She's yeah. like, I'm going to pick Sean, but you want me to fuck with this guy?
You want me to maybe, like, spike the ratings a little bit here with this guy?
Yeah, her and Andy were in on it.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
I don't know.
They are friends now. Like, they have a bunch of Instagram pictures together of them, like, having dinner and stuff, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was kind of, I mean, you know, obviously I had my time when I thought her and Nick, because they had, like, that connection, but it was kind of like that honeymoon connection, whereas her and Sean were able to kind of, I don't know, they had an awkward situation, too. Like, their yes. date was difficult to watch, to be honest.
That last date was one of the most awkward dates. Like, it was on par with the date that she'd had with Cupcake Chris and Kentucky Joe before she broke up with them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was, like, the most stilted, like, are you wearing sunscreen? So, what's new in your world? So,
But she did what?
Never mind. That's weird. Yeah. Like, such bad conversation.
But
oh my God.
Think it comes down to the one good thing was that she did want to talk to him.
Yes.
She didn't want to, like, gloss it over, but her way of communicating isn't necessarily the best.
It's not. No. I kind of started comparing it to the way that, like, she was with Nick, because there definitely was chemistry there. But, like, her relationship with Nick was, like, my relationship with a guy I dated when I was 17 named Gabe, where, like, it was heady, it was romantic. Like, you think that, like, you're totally in love with this person, but there's not enough meat for it to actually last. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's super intense, like, infatuation. Whereas, like, with Sean, they had already kind of, like, had some weird stuff, some issues, but they both were, like, completely committed to, like, working it out and, like, seeing it through.
And, like, talking about it, you know, because they're both awkward, and then you kind of have to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm listening to the Five Love Languages, so I know that for beginning part doesn't last.
It doesn't. And people who, like, are so intent on making it last, like, I don't know. There's something I don't trust about that. Like, you can't be happy with real life. Like, you want honeymoon all the time. That's not... Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, I want real life on the weekends, during the weekdays, and I want honeymoon on the weekends.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I want a honeymoon. I want real life in the streets, but a honeymoon in the sheets.
Yeah. I think that's so dumb, but it's brilliant. You made a kind of gross, charming metaphor just a regular funny dad joke.
Dad joke.
I like dad jokes most of the time.
Yeah, so then after the final rose,
they purposely had like Nick and Sean sit on the couch together and like talk it out. And I feel like Nick handled himself much better during this After the Final Rose than he did on Andy's season. But there was still a little bit like there's still that little like smug like I'm right, you're wrong, I'm smart, you're stupid, like kind of thing that he has whenever things don't go his way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just his face. Like, if his face just looks that way. Like, if he has resting, smug, bitchy face. I don't know. But, yeah. It was, I mean, and then, like, his family was there. Like
That was so uncomfortable watching them watch the finale.
Yeah. Like, his little sister was crying. And the camera showed it. I'm like, why did you bring her? Like, you know what's going to happen. I don't know. That, to me, I was just like, that's messed up.
That was difficult.
Yeah. So I thought it was going to be like super dramatic, but it really wasn't. It was just like, eh, we're so in love. This is awesome. Jimmy Kimmel, she was on Jimmy Kimmel later, and Jimmy brought her to like go look at wedding dresses, and then he tried on bridesmaids' dresses with her, and that was amazing.
That's funny. That means that they had to record that earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Gosh, how do they do that?
I don't know. It's a lot of stuff.
Was she just on it, or were they both on
she
it?
She was just on
okay,
it.
Okay, then that yeah. makes sense. Then
yeah, have to. But it was, he works for ABC, so he was very much...
He was involved. He's always involved somehow.
Yeah. He didn't call her on the Snapchat, though. He's like, they were mad at you. And she was like, I know. He's like, and they were mad at me, too. Like, there was something that I could have done about it. So apparently it was a big fucking deal that that Snapchat slipped through the cracks.
Well, I mean, who are you even saying? Were they trying to Snapchat it to each other?
I don't know. Like, why are you Snapchatting anything of you and him? Like, you're under contract. You're not even supposed to, like, tell your family. It was weird. It I was like, sense. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
And like, who screenshot that shit?
Yeah, who is it going to?
Yeah.
To themselves? Were they doing something?
Then why would you Snapchat? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Can you,
I don't know.
Do you Snapchat to take like a picture and not post it to Snapchat? But you have to send a Snapchat to someone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You just send it
like,
to
like, there's no point in trying to take a picture of yourself on Snapchat just for you to keep. Like, because it's so temporary.
Well, yeah, sometimes I'll take an Instagram photo because on, like, you know, on an iPhone, you're flipping it. So when you're taking a selfie of yourself,
yeah.
then it flips. So then your hair looks fucked up.
Well, I don't notice that.
Yeah, but if you're on Instagram, it's just whatever the image is.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When you're taking the picture, stays.
Okay, for Instagram, yeah. Snapchat, I hate fucking the selfie thing on Snapchat.
I don't use Snapchat.
Like, and it messes up my camera filter, too, for some reason. Where, like, mm-hmm. I feel like when I'm doing it on Instagram, even when, like, I switch the camera towards me so I can take a selfie, like, it doesn't look as blurry or shitty. But on Snapchat, like, you switch that shit, you look like shit. Like, there's something about the way it does to your face that I'm like, okay. I don't like this.
Yeah. I guess I thought that Snapchat was just for, like, dick pics and stuff.
No. No.
It used to be.
Yes. I mean, everything used to be for dick pics. Yeah. But, no, it's
even
it's
books. Shakespeare.
Imagine what this dicketh look like.
Yeah.
Looketh like. Can I send you... A carried message of my dick.
Of
a drawing. A drawing representation of my dick.
The curvature of my shaft, mine lady. If Shakespeare sent dick pics. I'm going to draw that into a cartoon and send that to Playboy.
I like it.
Those Playboy cartoons are so stupid.
Curvature of my shaft.
That's like if a lady is going to request... Please, at haste, courier a rendering of your shaft at my behest.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. So we don't have much time left, so let's talk about I Am Kate.
Did you watch it?
I sure did.
Good.
Who was it? It's crazy. Like, it's so weird to watch a show like this and be like, it was born out of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like, it boggles my mind. It was an excellent, excellent show. It's fun because you get to see Caitlyn, like, kind of coming into her own in terms of, like, now being a transgendered woman.
In the beginning, does it, like, start with Bruce?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is just straight up.
It's Kate. Yep, it's...
It makes sense, called I Am Kate.
Exactly.
I get it.
Like, now I Am Kate. So, and it was a really good mix between, like, so her entire, like, all of her sisters and her mom were going to, quote unquote, meet Kate for the first time. So there's a lot of education that comes with it too, where, I mean, it's not just this, the way that Kate talked about it, where it's like, come and meet Kate. Like, you no longer know me as this person. I am now this, and I need you to meet me as this person.
Like, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Kate.
Exactly. But, like, the way that her sister was talking about it, too, it was like, oh, I guess, where she's just like, she's like, I was afraid of who Kate would be like. Like, would she be completely different? Would it be, and it's almost, I mean, you can tell that they had, like, done some discussion, education about this stuff where, like, you have to, yeah, like, you have to come at it as, like, not, okay, Bruce is wearing a dress and is wearing makeup. It has to be this thing of, like, I am meeting a brand new person that I know, but, like, is, you know, has different gestures and facial expressions and things like that. And Kate was like, I'm more fun. Caitlin's more fun and I'm more relaxed. And there's some, and then there was a therapist who came in who was an expert on transitioning and like dealing, like talking with families about somebody transitioning. And that was really cool too. Like it was, and then like, so Caitlin has kind of made it her mission with the show to really help those, to like shed light and enlightenment to help prevent suicides and like violence against transgender people. So there was, I think, a 15 or 14 year old boy who had committed suicide because he was transgender. So Caitlin decided to go visit that family. And it was a really interesting story because you would automatically assume that he committed suicide because he didn't have the support of his family, but his family was incredibly supportive. It was, so Caitlin sat down with his mom and they talked about it. And she said that it was more that the kids in his school were very supportive too, like more accepting, but that there was a world of adults that refused to use the new pronouns or refused to acknowledge, I think it was Kylan or Kyler. I feel like it was Kyler. Refused to acknowledge Kyler as a boy now. And like had Kyler had already applied for a new birth certificate, like was like had, what do you call it when you go to court, petitioned for like to have it be made legal, like it was a legal difference, and the birth certificate showed up like a couple days after he committed suicide. And it was I mean, that was crazy just because it's like you have this family that loves you and completely supports you, but it's still really hard for you to like live this life.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's still, you can have all the support in the world sometimes, and it's
it's
enough for some people.
So it was, I don't know. I'm really excited about it because I feel like when, I'm going to talk about them as two separate people. Bruce had always been somebody that had done motivational speaking, and it was important to him to make a difference, to be a role model. Caitlin has also taken on that mantle, but in an entirely different way, where Caitlin recognizes that the medium for reality TV can be much more than just shopping and much more than just like, look at my new house that I have.
Yeah.
And has
much more than status or.
Yes. And has completely taken it and run with it. Like it was a really good balance between like, oh, like I cannot watch an hour of like interviewing parents whose children committed suicide. Like I can't handle that in my brain and in my heart. But it was a really good mix of like, here's the light, here's the fun, like here's the adventure. And then here's also things that like, this is the reality of our world.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just really a really good way to balance your life too. I mean,
yes.
Everything's not sunshine and rainbows and you're trying to make a difference, but you're also going about your own life.
Yeah. I mean, it just, I don't know. It just makes me really happy to see a show like that out there.
And on E, no less.
Yes. And then, so here's another thing that was interesting because following that up was the new reality TV show, The Stuarts and the Hamiltons.
Oh my God.
Which is Rod Stewart's daughter that he had with Alana Stewart, who used to be married to George Harrison, right? And then Ashley Harrison.
Who was married to Shannon Doherty.
Yes. Ashley Harrison used to be married to Shannon Doherty. He used to be a musician slash actor. He was kind of like the pretty bad boy of Hollywood, got really mixed up in drugs and alcohol, faded away. Now he's on the show again. And then, like, with all of, like, they just have this, like, whole mixed extended family, right?
Yeah. Kimberly Stewart, that was her name.
Yeah, Kimberly Stewart. Yeah. And then she has, like, a really beautiful sister who's also a singer. Okay. She's gorgeous. Like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, you're ridiculous.
No, Alana Stewart. She's a lot. I mean,
Jersey. Alana's the mom.
Yeah, but she was married to Rod Stewart. Who'd you say?
Okay. So Alana Stewart was married to Rod Stewart, and that's Kimberly's dad.
Yeah.
And then Alana's first husband, however, was George Harrison, and that's Ashley's dad. Ashley Harrison.
Oh, I thought it was Ashley Hamilton. George Hamilton.
That's Hamilton. Yeah, George Hamilton.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, not Harrison. Okay. Not the Beatles. Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, so Hamiltons. Stewart's and the Hamiltons. Anyways, I can make a line graph for everybody who needs to post it on the blog post. No. Thank you for clarifying. Okay, so anyways, so it kind of starts off with like all these people in the same house, like having dinner together, which was interesting because like George is hilarious and Rod is hilarious and Alana is just like kind of uptight, like former Playboy bunny who like is just kind of a mom. You know what I mean? Like, she's so gorgeous or whatever.
Yeah.
And Kimberly Stewart used to be, like, a bad... Like, she used to be a bad girl, too.
Yeah, she was, like, Paris Hilton's friend.
Yeah, but, like, wilder and crazier.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think I watched a video of her once. She's, like, on a motorcycle on a red carpet, and she, like... The scooter of the motorcycle, like, got away from her.
I saw that, too. Yes, and she was like, what do I do?
Yeah, she's in one of those, like, embarrassing celebrity moments, like, top 100 or something.
Mm-hmm. She has since had a daughter, which legit has, like, turned her life around. The most interesting part of the show, though, and I have to say this, and like, yes, I am a sucker for this shit. So Ashley Hamilton, a guy, just for everybody who needs to know, it got really real. Like, he had a moment with his dad because they have a younger, like, there's a younger sibling, George Hamilton Jr. And the father, George, was talking about how he had never really been there for Ashley. And then, of course, Ashley kind of got mixed up in a bunch of stuff. So we really wanted to make sure that that didn't happen for George Jr. too. And hearing Ashley talk about his days of, like, alcohol and drugs and basically throwing away his music career, like, it's really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's making music again, and he's really grateful. And he just seems, like, really calm and humble now. Like, not so much, like, cocky, like, pretty boy, but it was just, like, I found myself being, like, I like watching Kimberly Stewart, and, like, I think this is going to be a fun show, but I'm really going to watch for Ashley. Like, I really, like, I'm already, like, rooting for him, where I'm, like, yeah, I want to see this. Yeah, yeah. It was interesting. It was, like, I feel like I shouldn't like the show, but, like, it's got so many legends in it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, George Hamilton and Rod Stewart? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's crazy. I can't believe that Rod Stewart's actually on there.
I don't think he's going to be on there a lot.
Okay, but he was on the premiere.
I think when there's family gatherings, he's going to show up.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. I don't know.
Isn't that funny that Alana Stewart, because she married George Hamilton, right? But they're not together anymore?
He was her first husband, and she kind of considers him the one that got away, according to Kimberly. And then she married Rod Stewart.
Okay, so they're not together.
No.
Okay.
They still, like, hang out. It's kind of one of those...
They've been friends, like, because they had, like, a talk show together. Didn't they have a TV
talk
show?
Yeah, they're still very, very close. So, and apparently she hasn't been with anybody since Rod Stewart. Like, I'm sure she's had lovers. But Kimberly was like, she hasn't had a boyfriend since my dad, so...
She's just
like, oof, that's a waste of beauty. Because she's a beautiful woman.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. She's very, like...
She says her thing. She says she's sensible.
She's incredibly sensible. Which, like, was funny. Because at, like, dinner, you see Rod and George, like, hamming it up. Together, even. And, like, she's just like, I didn't like... Like, I had no sense of humor when I was with you, apparently, to Rod. And he was like, are you kidding me? No, you didn't. Like, just very much just like, no, and you didn't at all. Which is hilarious. Because I'm like, well, sometimes you can't be super fucking gorgeous and funny, too. Like, sometimes God is fair.
Not in our case.
And then, and then in our case, he's not fair to any of you guys. So, yeah, I was
pleasantly pleased.
Yeah, I was pleased with those two shows. So
I know. I saw the preview, like the commercials, and I was like, are you serious?
I know, because you think it's going to be like super crazy, stupid.
Well, the level of relevance wasn't there. I was like, none of you are relevant.
But they're all kind of... There was one scene that I was like, give me a break. Like, this is like on par with Rob Kardashian and his girlfriend like trying to play a prank on their mom by like pretending that like he slapped his girlfriend or whatever. Like, it was very, it was set up. Like, and even if it wasn't, it was like you guys could have acted like it wasn't as set up as you thought.
I want Rob to like himself again.
I do too. He called Caitlyn on I Am Kate. And they had a phone conversation, but it's got to be hard.
Yeah.
Like, if you're depressed and you're overweight, and no matter what you do, doesn't seem to help, and you are in the spotlight of this family, where, like, that's, I mean, your appearance is everything.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I would probably hide away, too, honestly.
Oh, God, I would be like, mm-mm.
Yeah. Kanye was on I Am Kate.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I love Kanye. Yep, he came with Kim over to the house, and Kim said on the show that she's pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. It was pretty cool.
Sounds like it's good. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, you will.
Well, we're going to have something else to talk about, because I'm not fucking watching Bachelor in Paradise.
I will be watching Bachelor in Paradise, because it looks amazing.
I can't do it.
I will say that.
But I probably will.
Jennifer Weiner did make a really good point last night. So we have a mutual. I feature her a lot in my podcast. It's Jill Biden, VP on Twitter. It's a parody recap.
Oh, it's not Jill Biden?
No.
Oh, I thought it was Jill Biden.
Oh, no, it's a parody recap. She's like one of the funniest people on Twitter.
I'm so bummed. I thought it was actually her.
I know. That'd be amazing. No, but so. She had said something to Jennifer. Jennifer was like, I'm done. Like, I'm ready. I'm checked out. And Jill was like, yeah, I guess until Bachelor in Paradise. And Jennifer's like, nope, I'm not watching that. She's like, I need a narrative. I can't just watch people hook up. And I, like, was like, I can. But there is something to be said about, like, it does get really boring after a while. So I think the season is going to be ridiculous.
There's so much crying. I just can't.
It's a lot of crying, lots of tears and bikinis, lots of illicit hookups. Jade's back, though, so you know she's going to be hooking up.
I
adore her. I do. I don't care. Like, I love her. I think she's sweet. I think she's that sweet girl that just likes to get banged, and I identify with that.
When are they going to announce The Bachelor?
They're not going to announce it until after Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay.
They never do, because they want you to watch throughout the season.
Does that mean that they've already picked a person and they've already started filming or something?
No, because Bachelor will not start until January.
Okay.
So what will happen? Here's my prediction. So Bachelor in Paradise starts August 2nd, which like does not give me a break at all, and I'm kind of pissed. But then it ends at the end of September. Okay. And September is when they announce it, and then they start filming. And then January is when it comes out.
So what's the end game of Bachelor in Paradise? There really isn't one, right? It's just kind of by week and whatever.
It's to find love. Yeah. There's going to be a dumb wedding, because there was a couple that hooked up last season that are now getting married.
Okay. So did it usually end in a wedding?
No.
Okay.
They did the first one last year, so nobody knew it was going to happen.
What was The Bachelor in Paradise last year? Was that the one where like the couples were already there and they were fighting?
So Bachelor in Paradise is a play off of both Temptation Island and Hotel Paradise.
Okay.
Where the objective is that you need to find somebody that will pick you at the ceremony.
Okay.
If nobody picks you,
then you go home. Okay.
So you want to create a connection with somebody throughout that week, so that they're like, yeah, I want her to stay.
Unless you want to go home, then fuck it.
Unless you want to go home, which some people did. So it ends up being a lot of betrayal, a lot of intense emotions, a lot of like hooking up. Yeah.
So that's basically being filmed as we speak.
I think it's done being filmed.
Okay.
Yep. Usually they film, they're done like 2-3 months before it airs. So, yeah. But the reason why they're not announcing The Bachelor yet is because they want you to watch it to see who shows up that was potentially in running for
Bachelor. Because there was one guy that everybody wanted last season, and he was black, and he was also like Mr. Congeniality. So everybody was like campaigning hard for him to be a bachelor. Because they're okay. There had also been like a lot of complaints about lack of diversity.
Okay.
But then he showed up on Bachelor in Paradise and ruined his reputation. So, yeah. So that was one of the reasons why we're like, because you got to watch Bachelor in Paradise to see if your runners up are.
Do they get paid to be on those shows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, I just wasn't sure, you know?
Yeah.
No, because you can't go to work.
I mean, it's the same as like MTV challenges, where it's like, if you really want to, you could legit make a career out of it because you're going to get paid to be on the show. You get paid more and more the longer that you're there. Yeah, because I think like first episode that you're there, you really only get like
whatever the working rate
yeah,
is.
But like every single week, the longer that you're there, the more you get paid, I think.
Okay.
So
the Bachelorette, all the guys in the Bachelorette were getting paid. They get paid because they're on TV.
I think Bachelor and Bachelorette is different.
Okay.
I don't know if you get paid.
Okay.
I think you get a stipend. So you can pay your rent while you're gone. Things like that. But you have to quit your job. And I think they deliberately don't pay you a lot because they don't want people. I think you just get paid like a lump sum. Because there's something that I remember reading where they're like, they don't want people campaigning to stay longer so they can keep getting paid. Like,
sure.
They want it to be authentic.
Yes.
So I think,
sense.
Yeah, you get like $3,000 and then
okay.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, just to pay your bills.
Yeah. And hopefully, if you're on the right season, then you get to go to tropical destinations. But if you're not, then you get to go to Utah and stay in Ireland for 3 months, which I'm not complaining about Ireland, but why the fuck were you in Utah? Didn't make it, like, nobody explained it either. Where it's just like, where does the hotel in Utah? It's cool.
Yeah. They flipped it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another good season of Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Sure was, guys.
It's over.
It's over.
And they're fucking right now, those two.
Goddamn. How long
do you think they're going to last, though?
Forever. Really? Your face is, like, so serious, dude. You're like, forever.
I want one of the seasons that I watch where they actually get married. I could see it with these two.
I don't know.
That's okay. I'm just not. Like, with fucking Chris and Whitney, I knew that wasn't.
Oh, yeah. We all knew. I mean, we didn't all know. But, like, I think we knew.
That was super quick.
Yes. I want Caitlin. Like, here's the thing. Like, I make fun of the season the whole time. And then when it gets to, like, after the fun rows, I'm like, they're in love. They're going to last forever.
Did you get teary-eyed?
No. Fuck no. No.
You've seen too many of these.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to give it. I feel like it's on par with Andy and Josh.
Okay.
Where I'm like, you guys have great chemistry. I think you really want it to work. I think you have as good a shot as anybody else on or off the show. But I don't know.
I mean, I'm always going to take issue with Sean's intensity.
Yes.
And their inability to, like, truly communicate.
Yeah, they're going to have to, like...
I think they can make it if they got a therapist right away. Because it's, like, it's never too early to go to therapy with a partner. But it is, in fact, it can be too late.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the pressures of the show is going to make it easier for them. Now that, like, there's things that they can't talk about. Or there's things that, like, they're not, you know what I mean? That, like, they really shouldn't because they're still in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe they, I don't know. We'll see. I know that, like, the ones that have worked, like, so Jason and Molly. Because I was going to say last night, I was going to be like, this is the most dramatic proposal breakup ever. And I'm like, no, it ain't. Because the most dramatic proposal breakup ever was either Ben F. with Ashley Herbert. Or it was Molly and Jason Mesnick when he told her it wasn't her and he was walking her back and she kept stopping and being like, I just don't get it. I don't understand. She's like, I just really feel like you're making a mistake. Like, she was just very much like not disrespectful and not like angry, but she was like, I don't get this. Like, I don't think that this is right. And sure enough, after the final rose was in a closed studio
with no audience, and he broke up with Melissa there. Right there. She left. Molly came on, and he was like, I made a mistake. That was the most intense, dramatic proposal breakup and after the final rose. Like, you'll never have a more dramatic after the final rose. Did they get married? Yeah. Yeah, they're married. They have a kid. Like, they're like bachelor royalty right now. And it was interesting because I feel like a lot of us, when he didn't choose Molly, a lot of us were like, you should have chose Molly. Because we liked Melissa, but she was really young and like it wasn't, they didn't have the same.
Melissa handle that.
See, I was a little bit on team Melissa during the breakup. Yeah, because like it was a shitty thing.
Right, of like after the rose. Like, I mean, clearly she probably knew, right?
She knew, she was like, I think she called him an asshole or whatever. And like, I felt bad for her, and I think a lot of people did too. And she went on to marry like some super hot athlete or rodeo guy or whatever, and now she has a broadcasting career and she's fine. But but it was definitely that thing of like. Yeah, I just feel like Jason and Molly, they are kind of always meant to be.
Yeah.
And she's adorable. I love her. So, anyways, Bachelor.
We did it. I survived another season.
Somebody else blocked me last night. Casey. What? Casey from Ben F's season blocked me.
Why?
Because she keeps... Her tweets are really annoying. Like, on the show, she, like, kind of portrayed herself as being, like, this super sweet, innocent virgin. And then
stock and being a virgin on that show.
I know. Well, no, this was like 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago. And then, but so since then, like, she's gotten married and she's expecting, and like her Twitter is just so like, it's so exhausting. We're like, she cares very, very much that we all know that she's moved on and she's married and she has a kid. So she like tweeted something that I was like, fuck off. And so I tweeted it. I was like, cool, Casey. I think we get it by now. You're married. You're having a kid. We got it already. So she blocked.
That's me. How I fucking block you too, you bitch.
Anyways.
That's what she...
I know, but...
Amber's playing a game called Let's Get Blocked.
Let's see how many people will block me.
Yeah.
But, like, I say shit like that to Chris Bukowski all the time, and instead of blocking me, he favorites it.
Yeah.
So...
Some people can handle it, and some people can't.
I don't know.
AKA dudes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm begrudgingly starting to like Chris Bukowski. Begrudgingly, and I told him that last night. I'm like, I've never, ever liked anything you've ever tweeted, but this tweet... I like it a lot. Oh, and he, like, favored it.
Oh, funny. I don't communicate with people enough
on Twitter. I try, yeah. All right, anyways, we're at time, so I'll stop talking.
Oh, I'm exhausted. No, I'm not. It's good. Yay, 31.
Oh, my God, we're 31.
Yes, this is the easiest, breeziest birthday there is.
We're going to have to throw a party when we hit 50.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Half a century.
Yeah.
Have a central
over the hill.
We'll have ice cream cake with a rainbow on it.
Yes.
And we'll have a pizza party.
Yeah.
Perfect party. Maybe we should just have it when we're 40 just so we can like have it.
Yeah, soon.
Because that'll be 19 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like a baby.
Baby.
Birth of a podcast baby. All right. Anyways. Bye, guys. Thanks for tuning in this week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Pizza Rainbow. For this and other great podcasts, you can check us out at mathishard.net or check us out on iTunes where you can subscribe, rate, and review us.
For more of Jen Paulson, you can follow her on Twitter at TigerBeatPoet. You can also follow me on Twitter at Amber_L Carter. Check out Jen's Instagram at JenJuPaulson and check out my website at AmberLCarter.com. I also have a new book out, so go buy it. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.